Welcome to day 102. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Now, the guiding principle that we've seen when it comes to being able to plant multiple types of vegetation in one field is that two criteria need to be met. The first is that there needs to be 6 tefachim of distance between each type of vegetation. That's the first criteria. The second is that each patch of vegetation needs to look significant on its own, almost like it's its own field, so that it doesn't look like there was just a smattering of different types of produce that were planted together, then there would be a violation of kilayim. So again, there needs to be 6 tefachim of distance between each type of vegetation, and each type of vegetation needs to look like its own patch, really its own field. So with that in mind, says Mishnah Dalet, Hanoteya Shtei Shura Shel Kishuin. Imagine one wants to plant 2 rows of cucumbers, Shtei Shura Shel Dulu, and 2 rows of gourd, Shtei Shura Shel Pola Mitzri, and 2 rows of this Egyptian bean. And between each type of produce, there are 6 tefachim. So it's 2 rows of cucumbers and 6 tefachim, 2 rows of gourd and 6 tefachim, etc. Mutter. That is totally fine because the 2 rows are a significant amount. It looks like its own field, and therefore, even though the 6 tefachim of distance in between is not that much, the plant, the leaves can still intertwine, can still intermingle with each other. Still, the 2 rows together look like a significant field, so it doesn't look like they were planted together. It looks like they were planted to be separate from one another, even if the edges of the field start to intermingle with one another. That's the first case. Now the second case, Shura Shel Kishuin. If there was 1 row of cucumbers, Shura Shel Dulu, and 1 row of gourd, Shura Shel Pola Mitzri, 1 row of this Egyptian bean. And again, there's 6 tefachim in between each one. Usser, that is not allowed because 1 row is not significant enough to look like its own field. So then when the leaves start to intertwine, it really looks like just a smattering of plants. It looks like they were just all planted together, Be'isser, in a prohibited way, in a violation of Kilayim. So 2 rows each, that is considered a significant field, but 1 row is not enough to look like its own thing. So that's the second case. The third case, Shurek Shel Kishuin, there's 1 row of cucumbers, then Shura Shel Duluin, then a row of gourd, Shura Shel Pola Mitzri, then a row of Pola Mitzri, and then Vishurek Shel Kishuin, then another row of cucumbers. So you have cucumbers, gourd, Pola Mitzri, and then another row of cucumbers. So the question is, now you have 2 rows of cucumbers. Well, that's the criteria for what's considered a significant field. Is that enough just to have 2 rows of cucumbers, even though they're not next to each other? So says Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Matir, Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, as long as there are 2 rows of cucumbers, even though they're not right next to each other, that is enough to make it look like a field of cucumbers. That's enough. The Chachamim Osrim, the Chachamim say, no, that's not enough. It's prohibited. It's only considered a significant field or its own field when the 2 rows are planted next to one another. Okay, that is Mishnah Dalet. Now Mishnah Hay. Noteya Adam Kishus Udlas Lasoch Guma Achas. Imagine a person is allowed to plant, there's 1 hole in the ground, the person is allowed to plant kishus, cucumbers, and gourds into 1 hole in the ground. And if you're listening or following along at home, your jaw should drop, because that is obviously usher, that is not allowed. You cannot plant gourd and cucumber in 1 hole in the ground. That is a violation of kilayim. So it continues our Mishnah, Ubilvad Shetehei Zeh Nota Latzadzeh V'zonet Nota Latzadzeh. That is only true when you can maneuver it such that the stems of each type of produce, the stem of the cucumber and the stem of the gourd, will grow in opposite directions. V'nota Seyar Shelzeh Lekan V'Seyar Shelzeh Lekan. And you can maneuver it again that the leaves will actually grow in opposite directions. Assuming you can do that, then you are allowed to plant the cucumber and the gourd in 1 hole in the ground. Why? Says the Mishnah. Shekol masha asru chachamim lo gazru ella bipnei maris ayin. Anything that the Chachamim said is usher, they only said it's usher because of maris ayin. There are different ways to understand this, but the primary way, the way that we've really been explaining up until now, is that from the Torah's perspective, the only thing that is usher when it comes to kilayim is when you planted 2 things with the intention of them mingling together, with some of them mixed together in the ground. That is the only time the Torah prohibits kilayim. If you did not intend that, if they are not mixed, or if they are mixed but you did not intend it, it is not a problem. The only time Chazal came in and said, wait a second, even though the Torah says this is okay, we are going to say it's not okay. Why? Because it looks like they were mingled together. It looks like they were mixed together. So even if you didn't intend that way, and from the Torah's perspective, it's fine. If it looks like they were mixed together, then Chazal would say, you're not allowed to do this. So going back to our case, if you have a hole in the ground and you're planting a gourd and you're planting a cucumber, but you have no intention to have them mixed together, from the Torah's perspective, that is totally fine. But Chazal would come in normally and say, you still can't do it because it clearly looks like you want it. It clearly looks like you're planting it be'isr, in a prohibited way. But Chazal say, if you're able to have a heker, if you're able to have some sort of distinguishing, this real clear indication that you are not planting them together, if you're able to plant them in a way that the stems and the leaves grow in opposite directions to clearly show that you didn't intend this, then it would be okay. That heker, that idea of a real indication that these are separate, either because it's two rows that we saw previously, that shows that it's an independent thing, or because they're leaning in opposite directions, that would be another way to show that they are separate, and that would be mutter, that would be permitted. That is Mishnah Hey. We'll continue with Mishnah Vav tomorrow.